Zoom testimony in the Surface Water Coalition call case. Wyatt is going to put the stand.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Wiley. This is Candace McHugh, again with the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators. Over the lunch hour, did you have an opportunity to review the table in Exhibit 4506?
Yes, I did.
Does it accurate, and could you explain how you verified the information in that table, please?
It contains the information in figure 10 and figure 11. So the 1870, after 1 year, it says contains the combined gains would be 341. That includes what would be 1 year for the 1870 line on graph figure 10 for the near Blackfoot to Neely Reach, added to what would be 1 year on the Neely to Minidoka Reach. And that goes on for 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, and then the steady state is at the end of the graph.
Okay. And so those, what you're looking at on 4506, the transient subreach gains, did you verify for each of the years located on that table whether it accurately reflected the information contained in figures 10 and 11 from Exhibit 4504?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I would offer 4506 as an accurate summary of the information contained in Exhibit 4504, depicting the gain to the Blackfoot to Minidoka subreach.
Any objection? Being no objection, 4506 is admitted.
Now, Dr. Wiley, those figures that are contained on there, those would be figures that would not include a 10% clip. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I would like to refer you to the May 2nd, 2005 amended order. I think it's up there in front of you, yes. I think it's Exhibit 3009.
Yes.
I understood from your testimony earlier from in response to a question from Mr. Bromley that the 10% clip was applied in this case in the same manner that it was applied in the Thousand Springs case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And finding of fact number 124 on page 28 of that order.
Yes.
Is that the finding of fact that reflects the use of the 10% clip?
That's correct.
I had asked you a question about the time series, I believe, maybe the way you say it, of the model, and you said that the model couldn't reflect reach gains in a period of time less than 6 months. Is that correct?
Generally, with groundwater models, they're not as accurate for stress periods less than the stress period that they're calibrated with. So to look less than the 6 months is, there's more uncertainty if you look less than the six-month stress period.
Okay. And could I have you look at page 29, 28, and 29 of the, of Exhibit 3009 that's in front of you, of the May 2nd order?
Yes.
And I believe finding of fact 127, if you look at that, it uses a six-month time interval, is that correct?
That's correct.
For the reasons that you just stated, that that's what the ESPA model is calibrated for? Or?
When I compiled this, I used 6 months because the director asked for 6 months.
Okay. Would the model be able to accurately do something less than 6 months?
I would have pointed out that there would be more uncertainty with less than 6 months if the director had asked for less than 6 months.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Mr. Wiley. We started this morning, I guess. I'm Sarah Klein from the city of Pocatello. And I just want to ask you about a location map. Let me hand this to you. This has been previously marked as Exhibit 3002. And Mr. Wiley, I'd ask you to take a look at that. Does this look like an accurate representation of the features related to the boundary of the Eastern Snake Plain, the Snake River, and then the red diamonds indicating the reaches of the river? You see those there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And your testimony related to model runs that related to which reach indicated there?
The near Blackfoot to Neely.
And that's the diamond then that's below Blackfoot and the diamond that's below American Falls. Is that the reach that you were talking about?
It's almost directly south of the city of Minidoka.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So tell us which reach of the river you were, describe if you would, which reach of the river you were talking about.
Near Blackfoot to Minidoka.
So the diamond, I'm sorry.
Those are the target reaches relevant to this call.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And the diamond then on the Blackfoot end would be the one just to the left of the town of Blackfoot. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that's the near Blackfoot gauge?
That's the near Blackfoot gauge.
And then the diamond below the town of Minidoka is the Minidoka gauge?
That's correct.
Okay. I'd move for admission of Exhibit 3002, please.
Any objections? 3002 is admitted.
No further questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Dr. Wiley, Travis Thompson for certain members of the Surface Water Coalition. I just had a few brief questions for you. You can turn to page 29 of the May 2nd order. That's Exhibit 3009.
Okay.
And then could you turn to figure 10 of the Exhibit 4504?
Okay.
And the finding in paragraph 128 on the May 2nd order, could you just read the last two sentences of that paragraph?
Additional reach gains would continue to accrue until the effects of the single year of curtailment have been fully realized.
And just the one before that.
Oh, okay. By the end of the fourth year, approximately 60% of the total reach gain accruals will have occurred. Then additional reach gains would continue to accrue until the effects of a single year of curtailment have been realized.
So does that finding match up with the data on figure 10, exhibit 4504?
Yes.
So is it your understanding that curtailment of groundwater pumping within 4 years, 60% of that water would show up within those two reaches?
Yes.
Thank you. I had one more question. If you could turn to the department's exhibits, I think the binder in front of you, 1016.
Yes.
Go back to table one. There was some testimony that version 1.0 of the model was used in the May 2nd, 2005 order, and as we move forward now, version 1.1 is used.
That's correct.
There are slight differences. Could you just explain the differences for the near Blackfoot to Neely and the Neely to Minidoka regions?
Okay, in version 1.1 for the 1870 or all pumping. Version 1.1, it says it gets 1,035 CFS. In version 1.0, the near Blackfoot to Neely says it 1,088 CFS. And if we move to 1949, version 1.1 says 925 CFS, and version 1.0 predicts 972 CFS. Moving to 1961, version 1.1 says 593 CFS. Version 1.0 says 624 CFS. For 1973 curtailment date, version 1.1 says 331 CFS. Version 1.0 says 348 CFS. And moving to 1985, version 1.0 says 69 CFS, and I'm sorry, version 1.1 says 69 CFS, and 1.0 says 72 CFS.
Looking at the Neely to Minidoka reaches, can you just make some general conclusions about the differences?
I was looking at the near Blackfoot to Neely.
Right, I just wanted to go through the next one too.
Okay, in general, version 1.0 predicts a little bit more than version 1.1 for the Neely to Minidoka.
So the Neely to Blackfoot to Neely, there was a little under prediction. The Minidoka to Neely, there was a little over prediction. Is that? I guess there's just some general changes between the two, but do you think they're significant?
No.
Okay. And the total numbers, looking at the bottom lines, are those both the same?
Yes.
So is your testimony that the difference between the models using 1.0 and 1.1, would it have been that, would it have mattered much?
No. From a technical standpoint, it was a fairly modest change. It was a great source of embarrassment for me to have used the incorrect targets. And I still vividly remember walking from my cube down to former Director Dreyer's office. He saw me and he says, "I hope you have good news."
Well, defining back in paragraph 128 of the May 2nd model that 60% of the water curtailed would come back within 4 years, would that have changed between the two versions of the model?
Not substantially, no.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
I have one. Mr. Thompson referred you to finding of fact 128, and he said that 60% of the amount of water curtailed would show up in the reach gain. Isn't it more accurate to say that actually 60% of steady state reach gain will show up, not 60% of the amount curtailed?
No, it's the curtailing for a season leaves a given amount of water in the aquifer. Those depletions don't occur. And what this is talking about is that within 4 years, over half of that amount of water would show up, that projected to eventually show up in that reach, would show up within 4 years.
Can you explain what the difference between reach gains are from curtailed water, the amount of curtailment? Do you use those synonymously?
All the benefit from curtailing isn't going to show up in the reach of interest.
Is it accurate to say that that 60% of the entire amount curtailed will show up in this reach?
60% of what we figure will show up in that reach should show up within 4 years.
But not
60% of everything that was there, all of the benefit.
Okay, so not 60% of the total curtailed amount would show up in that reach?
No.
Okay, that's the clarification. Do you know what the percentage of the amount curtailed would show up in that reach?
The amount that would have been curtailed? I believe that was 51%.
Nothing further.
Your Honor, I have one quick little follow-up here with Dr. Wiley. Dr. Wiley, was the material injury analysis that Mr. Guerra described yesterday in the ultimate conclusion that he found, finding that the members of the Surface Water Coalition had been materially injured, was the model used in that calculation?
Determining material injury?
Yes.
No.
Thank you. No further questions.
Any further questions?
I just want to bring up one issue, Your Honor. Ms. Carr pointed out that his testimony transcript from the 130, the spring users case, was missing some pages. Maybe you just
read those.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's missing a whole. Or go off the record.
Sure. Go off the record.
It's missing a whole bunch of pages. We need to get